Okay, so this is the 2017 Terra Annual Meeting on November the 14th, 2017. And we've got Amanda Gottsinger. And do you have any proxy votes, or have you talked to anybody about?
No.
Okay. Actually, what we'll do is go ahead and state your name, and then I'll just say Sherry Whitaker is here, Cindy O'Brien, Jen Bisharat, Dean Cross, and Justin Wareham and Tony May are in attendance. That's our roll call. I'd like to start off by getting a resolution to adopt the minutes from the annual meeting from last year. Do I have a second on that?
Second.
Okay. So the motion passes, and so that meeting is now resolved, and this meeting goes through to the next meeting. So I have on here a roster update. Pass around, I forgot to print it off.
Got paper.
Has anybody changed their phone number? Okay. I'll send out an email and ask if anybody's changed your phone number. And then we have a resolution to adopt, resolve the meeting, the minutes from the Terra Annual Treasurer's Report from last year. And so... do I have a second on that? Second? All right. Motion passes. All right. So financial report is by Justin. And so what do you got?
Take it away. So I think everybody's got a copy you can share, if you don't mind. I didn't feel, since we put it on an electronic file, it's uploaded to the website, thanks to Tony, so anyone can go on there and check out these same minutes, and I don't really want us to waste a bunch of paper, so if we can just kind of go over it. I mean, we'll start off on the profit and loss sheet, and I guess just before I'll get into that, I did this in Excel spreadsheet, so that's what the formula that we're working off of. The other thing I was going to add, that on the deposits, did that work out for everybody, just to go to the bank and just make your own deposits?
Yeah.
And rather than mail it to me and have to go to deposits. So I appreciated it, and what was really helpful is some people were able to remember to put their name on the deposit slip. The problem that I had with only a few of them is that it was a deposit with no name or home on it, and so when I had a bunch of them come in, it's like I had to kind of do some investigative work to figure out like which one was paid by which person or which household. So just putting on there your homeowner's name and the address, one or the other, is awesome. And then I just check that off. But we are all caught up, and everybody is everybody's paid, so we don't have anything outstanding there, which is great. So everybody took care of paying their dues this year. On the profit loss sheet, currently our balance... our gain where we're sitting is basically just we're making interest. Our HOA fees that we collected were totaled out to $16,900. The fire mitigation that they contributed, we gained $13,750 on that. So it was outstanding, and thanks to Tony for all the work you put into on that. That's a lot of coordinating efforts there, so thank you.
You're welcome.
So basically just showing our gross profit, we're sitting at $30,651.35. Our expenses, as they broke down, came out to accounting fees, $175. DORA registration was $40. And the other fees that we paid was the fire mitigation, so that $13,750 went right back into the fire mitigation. We cut them a check for that, and that was from the county. And then to finish that up, we did the special assessment fee of $300. So that's where we have $4,500 added into it. That's by the Terra, notated in there. And we still have not yet paid that. So that's money that we have in the bank account, but we're just, it's spoken for them to finish up the rest of this mitigation. Insurance liability was $981. The road maintenance with the dust guard, mag chloride they put down was $2,173. The road grading came to $7,581.40. And the snow removal was $382.50 by Mr. Green. So our total expenditures was $29,582.90. And that basically leaves out of that $1,068.45. The only thing that we have not paid is that I paid that door out of my credit card when I had to get on and register for it, and so I'll just need to cut myself a check for $40 to reimburse for that. So then moving on to the balance sheet, and this is where I guess it's going to lead to some interesting discussions, is our assets. Currently we're sitting with Alpine Bank at, the last statement as of October 31st was $15,697. The accounts payable, we're noting in there that $4,500, because that's for the fire mitigation from Terra. And as we break it down, the retained earnings, so if we go down to equity, that is actually minus the $15,000. We have to still subtract $4,500 from that. And what that works out to, ironically enough, is the same number as our total liability and equity is $11,158. So where we're sitting right now is we're slowly losing money with our income that we have. As we carry this all over, we basically have $1,068 by the time we collect all the funds and we pay all the bills. That's what we're working with, that we have as a slush fund out of all that. So as the money comes in, the money goes back out, we're not really gaining anything. We're basically just living within like that $1,000 realm by the time we take care of all of the...
What causes that to... What eats up our money?
So our main spending that we're seeing is basically inflation. One of the issues, and the biggest thing, is the road costs. So I broke down the snow removal and the mag chloride and the road maintenance. That's something we pay every year. And I did a little bit of just back research. I just went back 3 years and compared those three items, the mag chloride, snow removal, and road work. And so going back to 2014, the total we spent that year was $9,860. And that's on just some notes that I made. That's not going to be in any of this. This is just a more of a little educational side. 2015, it went up to $11,600. 2016, last year, we spent $13,200 on it. So roughly about $1,500 a year is going up. Yeah, and that's just cost of inflation, gas prices, price to get all of that stuff.
In some delivered. Years, we need more road base.
Right.
And it's getting worse and worse.
And actually, this snow removal is pretty low, this 382, because we didn't have much. I mean, I remember in the past we've spent $1,200-$1,300 or more.
Right.
Yeah.
So year over year, what's it been?
And so we're still not done this year with the snow removal. So what you're seeing on there with the $300, like, that's just basically for the spring. That's all Thad had to, like, plow and mm-hmm. that was the finish up. So he usually gets two checks, just so you know, like kind of a fall and a spring on either sides of the new year. And so we still haven't paid him for the upcoming snow that may happen. So depending on what we get, that's going to be the added expenses. So like the snow removal, 2014 it was $1,370. In 2015 it was $1,607. And to wrap up 16, it was $1,622. So right around $1,600 is the snow removal fee. We just haven't.
Which more than eats up your name. Mm-hmm.
I know, right? So there it goes.
With the price of diesel going up the way it is, Clint's bill is going to be quite a bit more next year, too.
Yeah, so we're looking at a 15% increase year over year.
They're still 400.
I'm sorry.
Our dues are still 400.
Yeah, and so right now we're sitting with our dues at $400, well, $800 a year. We just want to call it $800 a year is what we're paying, and that's something that we probably need to discuss. Because if we're paying $800 per our 15 lots, we come up with $12,000 is what we're gaining. And this year it was really helpful in this. I mean, the fire mitigation kind of really is just money in, money out is all it was. But that extra assessment fee really did make a difference on our dues, because that took it up at $1,100 a household. We made $16,500 versus $12,000. So $4,500 difference by everybody kicking in an extra $300.
But that $4,500 went to mitigation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which was necessary.
So what do we need? A proposal to motion to raise our dues to what, $900 a month? A year? A month.
Please,
a year?
Yeah. You know, with like Tony said, we're gaining basically our cost of 15%. Mm-hmm. And if we did, you know, I know none of us like to spend any more than we
even
have to earn, but say an even $1,000, $200.
That's just what it's going to cost to keep our road.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going to keep deteriorating if we don't keep it up.
Yeah.
So tonight, when you go home, you'll see that the light will really show the washboards in the road. And it's happening on both sides.
Yeah.
And so we're down 7 inches of rain this year. We are in a drought, and we haven't heard any news about that, but it's dry. And so the road's going to fall apart. If it was a wetter season, we would have better luck with the road. Now, for the past 2 years, we have gone in and spent about $500 and had Clint come up with a skid steer and smooth everything out, and then everything's gold until the spring when he comes back in. So the whole road is like going to pot right now. I don't know. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. Whether it's slow or fast, you slow, you have bigger bumps with longer duration. Faster, you have just real chatter. It's going to happen no matter what speed you drive. So there's nothing we can do about it except...
What if we all agree to drive a slightly different speed, and then we can even out everybody?
And on different parts of the road. I like it. Let's do it. Okay. Let's do it week to week. And
good job. Yeah. You're such a geek.
I'm willing to pay more if you let me bring my horses on my property.
Do they get to sleep in the house?
No. I want to put a fence up and bring... I keep my horses at the end of the road, and I pay $500 a month to do it, and I have lots of land and already a lined up fence area, and I should feel like I should be able to bring my horses onto my property, and if I do, I'll be willing to pay more money per month.
Yeah.
It's horse country.
As long as I can bring cows.
I'm fine with that, actually.
So,
chickens, cows.
So there's a couple things there. Is that the covenants say no, and the county says, no, you have to have 5 acres of land.
Do you want to show some horses?
So in order to have an agricultural piece of land. So that's kind of the deal.
So
that's,
what am I at? How many acres am I at? Like four?
I'd have to look it up. So what would make sense here is we're at $12,000 net income from dues, and what we'll be looking at is increase in road maintenance fees and possible increase in insurance, which we went from a 3 year paying $981, whatever it was, to paying $981 every year.
What exactly does the insurance cover?
Well, in order to be a HOA, we have to carry insurance.
So what does it cover?
What
are we in HOA covering?
I thought it was just something with like the common space. Because our property is not county.
It's dedicated to the county.
Well, I mean, if you're something happens on the road,
it protects the board members.
It protects the board members. It protects the common areas. So we're 50 feet off of the center of the road both ways is considered common.
No, I realize that, but I'm actually looking for like a technical answer of what is it covering on those.
So that they don't have
car insurance or something?
So for instance, I don't know if this would have applied, but remember when that woman who used to rent the house next to us kept sliding off the road and into the mailboxes and such, and she got really mad and told us we needed to get salt down on that road, you know, and because...
So she went after the insurance company?
On a civil liability, yeah.
Well, let's just say I'm putting all this together for fire mitigation and something in the whole region goes up. Then I would be covered as a board member, and so would Justin, and who's ever on the board. And
so whoever's not on the board, you're looking to increase the HOA dues to cover the board members that are on the board?
It protects the community in whole.
If I understand it right, to claim HOA status, you have to have insurance.
Right.
And the same way that, like, I have to register us with DORA and do these state registrations, that these are the things we have to do to meet these regulatory requirements. I guess the only other way, like, past that is that we don't have an HOA. And then what? So
then we're just neighbors that have land and we do our thing
and
we function. We're a small community.
The other side, which I think could... You know, in a perfect world, I think it could work, but I think there needs to be some kind of understanding too.
It would be hard to get the dues to maintain the road.
There's a lot of rules within our covenants that make our community what it is on a legal basis, and so those covenants we had gone through 2 years ago and amended and talked to everybody about what they wanted. And amended the covenants to what they are today. So we've gone through a process. Now, if you find that there's something in the covenants that you would like to add or make an amendment to...
First of all, this is my first time because I'm usually traveling. And this is my first time in 3 years voting my homecoming to this meeting. So
welcome.
I'm new to this. Thank you. I'm not a fan of HOAs. I never have been.
Okay.
I don't like people telling me what I can do on my own property. I just don't. The road, I understand. The rest of it, I'm not... I like that he has chickens, because I used to have chickens. I would like to bring my horses. I hate paying the money to have them a block away from my house and when I have the property to have them on. So can I submit a change? If we're soliciting HOA, then will you want me to be part of that community? I wanted to talk about things that I would like to do on my own personal property.
Absolutely. So those things can be submitted. So on the TARA website, and I sent you the link, that's where the covenants live. You will have a copy with your when you bought your home.
Right.
You have a copy of the covenant.
And I did look at it, and I did see the whole thing, the cows, the horses thing. But I'm asking, as a neighborhood, if I bring a couple of horses up and put them in my backyard, what's going to happen?
What would happen would be that you would receive a letter to remove the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were not... removed within a period of time, then you would be fined.
Okay, so I'm just...
I mean, that's as per the covenants.
Right. So is it up for a vote? Is it possible or is it not possible?
To amend the covenants would take a specific wording to be submitted and approved by 67% of the homeowners. And then it has to be then submitted to legal to make sure that that wording is legally okay. And then we submit the amendment to the county to be part of our covenants. So that's the process.
So it costs a lot of money and a lot of time.
Well, time and money is involved, yes.
And again, that's why I don't like HOAs. Just to reiterate that.
No, I understand.
That really makes me really upset because I have a lot of property behind my house. And I can't even bring my horses up there and leave them up there.
But that was a decision that you made.
I did make it, I know. But I also, I love this guy. And obviously my daughter stores her dirt bikes in my house. I don't particularly like quad runners and dirt bikes, but they're on my road. So okay. I there's things I don't like either. And I'm really not interested in raising my HOA fees. But I'm willing to work as a community together with everybody if that's what we have to do. But I want to know that if I have something like that, are you guys going to shut it down on me? Because if we're not going to work as a group, I'm not going to vote for raising.
Oh, that's fine. So we don't have a quorum here. And in order to raise the HOA fees, we would need to submit a vote to all the homeowners, to all the lots. Then... with that in mind, we would need 67% of the homeowners to agree on that. And if they agree, if we had a quorum to vote yes for raising the HOA fees, then the HOA fees will be raised to whatever amount would be determined. So that's how that works.
Okay.
And that goes across the board.
All right. I'm just personally not going to agree to any raised fees because I've not gained or had any except for, like you said, the road is involved. But I personally, and I was happily wrote the check for the extra money last year, but I had no blocks pulled off of my property. I had no mitigation. I did it as a whole to operate as a group and for our neighborhood, but it didn't benefit me in the respect of that no one came on my property and removed any of the wood.
Right, and I spent $4,500 of my own money.
I know. I understand that, but I also live alone, and my house and my money is, I work hard. I'm never even there, and I work really hard, and I can't afford any. I'm paying enough to keep my horses down the street. Keep my property was my choice, but I'm not going to pay more money per month on HOA fees for...
Well, you know, something could be maybe just considered is something that I had proposed, and I'm not followed up with it to put together the same item, is right now we're only allowed one outbuilding
mm-hmm.
on our properties, and I believe that would be nice to change to two outbuildings.
Well, I have two.
Where...
So they must have got it in somehow.
Yeah. where in the aspect, like, you know, you have a detached garage and you want to put up a shed. Because a shed is counted as an outbuilding, is that?
So I wonder how then Tony, how did they get the Craigs get that extra building built?
Well, let me just kind of throw this on the table right now, is that we have covenants, and if you want to stick with a covenant, you stick with them. If you don't, you're going against them. And so right now, if you want to change anything, submit it and put it forward.
No, I am curious though if it is in the covenants as Justin just stated that of the outbuilding situation. Did the Craigs do that previous to the actual covenants? Because I have a 4-car garage and an entire workshop detached.
But your garage is attached by a breezeway, and that's how they got around.
That's how they got around. Yeah. By
because
the
you have a breezeway
and
over,
so
it.
The
and
other
that's a connected structure. Yeah,
okay.
And so that's how they got around. So if you want to put like a shed.
I'd have to get permission.
Then,
what about a teepee?
Yeah, teepees are allowed.
Teepees are allowed. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Teepees are allowed. That's in there.
And my mom's got one of those.
In my backyard, and I'm going to decorate it for girls.
So I want to kind of keep this on track here. Is with where we're at with the financials right now is talking about raising the just to meet the cost that we have involved with the the road.
So if I can just chime in for one sec, Tony. So I did basically an estimate for next year and just took the same formula and then added like a estimated 15% increase to the what we think that we're going to end up spending on the snow removal, all the road maintenance, mag chloride, and grading. And if we don't increase, we're going to be negative roughly $2,893.
If there's a lot of snow?
If things stay the same, basically the same trend that we're seeing, that if we stay on track with the same snow bill roughly, if we stay on track with the increase of everything, because really Thad's increase for snow removal, it has not increased that much. And talking to him, like, he has not really bumped up his fees to, you know, he's given us a smoking deal.
That's crazy,
like,
how cheap that is.
I'm sorry?
It's amazing how good of a deal that is. Like, all 15 of us are splitting that snow removal fee.
So
whereas a lot of people, that's their snow removal fee.
Yeah, so we're pretty lucky there. So I mean, we're really blessed that that is actually helping.
And he does a lot of extra. They didn't really have to. Mm-hmm.
So really, the issue is more the mag chloride, because the mag chloride from 2015 to 2016 went up $900. Was the jump up there, and then on the Clint's road work, that increased almost $700.
So how do you feel about mag chloride?
I'm not a fan of it,
but I
don't really, you know. But also in the aspect that I remember the time that we had the road and we didn't mag it 1 year, and it just fell apart. And it was
because I wonder with the connection to the dead trees and my property line, the death that's occurred since the 3 years I've been there, to even the scrub oak is connected to mag chloride.
Because the road's been magged the entire time I've lived there for 10 years now. I think that it's...
Because it's poison.
It's salt.
Yeah.
But it's still a...
Yeah.
It's a chemical...
I'm not a fan of it. I mean, I wish there was a better solution.
I could
solution.
Break it down scientifically, and you will see that it's not...
Good. I think the bigger issue you're seeing probably with the trees there is the lining of the ditch. Mm-hmm. That stops that water seepage.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, they're just drying out. Because that whole area there was so saturated by the ditch that once they put plastic in it really harmed it.
Yeah, I had the water department out, actually, and the town manager to my house last month, because I had a $600 water bill.
Yeah,
and,
were you talking about that?
So they still can't figure out how it's happening, but...
Again?
Yeah, it's just, this month it was $300.
Wow.
So they're not sure what's going on, if it's bubbling up underground and leaking. They may be ripping it all up, they don't know. But the town manager's been out, like, every week with the water people, like, going over my property, and they're finding bubbles underneath the... where they think there's piles pooling of water along that side, right on the outer strips, that where my actual water is going. So they may be just like coming in and pulling that all up.
Yeah.
Because I'm not. I mean, they've been adjusting the bill a little bit, but I've been paying at least now like $250 a month, and it's been coming in at $600 a month for water.
Wow.
So that's another thing I'm not happy about.
I paid $27.
Yeah,
that's,
I know.
That's your,
there's something wrong because my neighbors behind me have a full
dude,
green bill.
Dude, you should flush
and
more
theirs
often.
Is like $75. So I water just a little tiny area, just right out in front to keep green and, you know, a safe zone, not burn. And I'm getting $600 a month water bills right now. Something's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're at a deficit.
And, I mean, that's where we're at the... I mean, I guess to stay on topic with the road issue, that if we don't do anything, we're either going to hit a cap of our road maintenance and say this is all we can afford to pay, and it's probably not going to be enough. Yeah.
So how much per house are you with the bottom line?
It'd be for each house it'd be a $200 increase
for the year.
A year, yeah. So it'd be $100 each, you know, however you pay it.
Then
so
starting
eight,
that
you
would start when?
First of the year, this next payment.
I just have a question on the road, because it just seemed like he wasn't there very long this year. You know, in the past, it seems like they've been there a couple of days, and this year it's just like, they were done. I mean, did
gone.
They do a good job? Did they do as good a job?
I didn't get up the hill
did?
A couple times. Because
I know Kyle mentioned that he didn't think that he did.
I agree.
I don't. We were in Mexico.
It went fast.
Yeah, the first year we were there, I think he was there at least 3 days, maybe 4 days. This year, he had the whole thing done in a day.
Yeah.
To put it into context, I mean, he's not here to talk about it, so we can't really speculate really what it really means to do road work. I don't know.
Well, just if you kind of look at what he's done in the past versus what now, I mean, he didn't do, just nothing looked the same.
I don't know.
He didn't do the crown, I mean, you know, pick it up. I mean, the watering, or when they rolled it or whatever, they were
he
there
like...
He
makes like one pass one around pass. And then he's done.
Yeah. It was,
I can't see how he's earning $8,000 worth of, I mean, I know that equipment rents for a lot, but have we looked at anybody that like has their own equipment instead of having to rent equipment?
The bottom of the hill, it's his son.
That's right. I mean, I like
he does it for a living. Yeah.
So he's a family member of someone that's in our HOA?
No.
Well, he's Sorensen's.
And in fairness, too, I mean, in years past, I remember we, you know, put it out to bid, and he was kind of middle bid, and I thought he did a good job.
Yeah, I thought he did a great job the first couple of years we were there.
Just maybe.
I tell you what. I'm with you. I'm not calling you out, but I'm just saying that it's been pretty good up until just recently.
Well, I think in any business, you always are looking for who's going to bidding it out. I'm a business owner. I'm always. I don't care if you're my friend or not. I'm going to look for.
So, do you think it wasn't done?
I don't think it was done right this year. That's what I heard my husband say.
Oh.
I have no idea why.
Oh, yeah, so I'm interested in hearing if it's...
he knows more about it than me, would know. I mean, well,
based on, kind of, you know, where it is now, I mean, we're down 7 inches of moisture for the year.
We're what?
Down 7 inches or more.
Yeah, I agree that it's a moisture issue, but, you know, that can be corrected with a water truck. When he's doing the work.
Oh, no, you know. Absolutely. But I mean, since from when he started to now, we're at a... I mean, we just haven't had any precipitation.
I just can't believe that in the 5 years that we've been there, that he's gotten that much better, that he can do what everything he did in 3.5, 4 days 5 years ago, he can do in a day now.
So how many years has he been doing it?
I don't know how long.
I think he's done it 3 years, and we had one guy in the middle that just that was a disaster.
Yeah.
Okay. So what makes a road strong? You know, you need to have that mag in it, and it stays. It gets down in there, but the more you put into it, the better the particles bond together.
And the moisture also.
Is a key factor.
Like rainfall actually brings it back up and keeps it at the surface level, because that's where our tires are at, is the surface level. So that's kind of the issue, is that the surface dries out, moisture is still down in the road, but that's where the mag is bonding to, is down deeper. If we watered this road, it would actually firm up if we got some good water on it. And I know once we get some snow, that first snowfall, it's going to saturate a little bit, and especially if Thad plows it, it'll knock down those washboards by plowing to some degree, and you know, that'll help the immediate issue. But moisture is
right
the big issue with that.
So the other option is just letting the road go and doing the maintenance once every 2 years. But people won't want to do that.
No,
because we tried that before, and it's just like driving in craters. I couldn't drive my car on it.
Right yeah, now. The first, it was bad. It's amazing how it.
I'm just saying, when we get ready to do it again, that maybe there could be a little discussion amongst some of you who know what's doing, and to make sure we're getting our money's worth.
Yeah.
And when you look at what that kind of equipment rents for a day,
right?
I think there's got to be some guys out there that have their own equipment that instead of paying $4,000 to rent it. We're paying them $2,000 to use it, you know, and
yeah,
I mean that's.
That makes sense.
I know what cats like; they're expensive.
Okay, so we're kind of moving off this into kind of the more the road report a little bit, but it's discussion on future monies that we're talking about for dues. So we're talking a difference between $12,000 and $15,000 a year that would be up for a vote with everybody in the subdivision.
With a $200.
Yeah, with a $200, it's going to raise $3,000.
I mean, could we put a stipulation in that if during that year our margins are wide enough, people get reimbursed what we didn't use?
Well, that's a lot of accounting. Here's what's going to happen. 15% this year, 15% right. The next year, and then 50. So we're going to see increasing costs at an increasing rate.
Got it.
So that's a nice idea, but
so you're saying you've had a 15% increase every year for the last
3 years?
15 years?
Three years.
Past 3 years.
Yeah. So you're expecting it to go up 15% every year.
Well, so here's where we're at now.
So much of it depends on the conditions of stuff. I think one of the biggest issues, I mean, you know, snow plowing, that's the variable. If it's more snow falls, we need to plow more. So there's a chunk there. But the road maintenance, I think, is probably one of the bigger issues that...
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the snow removal expense. I mean, he does a great job.
But I guess look at everything else that we've, you know, in the last 3 years, cost of everything is, I mean...
Do we have other options on the insurance?
So can you save it?
No, we do not.
Right.
Paving? What did you guys say with cost of paving? $3,000?
Well, just to get it's 4,444 feet. And just to get it paved from the 245 to the Y was going to be in the neighborhood this summer's prices. Of around $70,000 to $80,000.
Yeah.
Just an idea, like my driveway was going to be about 22. I think yours was around 17 to get it done. So it's the price is going to go up. Now oil's at 50. It just dropped today, but it's above $50 a barrel right now. So they're going to increase their prices for the bitch as they so. It's a variable that it's a high cost. How many?
55.
55 today. Okay. So
I guess
to extrapolate that out, it's going to cost around $450,000. So what I've done is I've looked at all the numbers.
Could you write a check for that?
I could, but it won't clear.
I mean you, not.
So I've looked into actually making our own tax district, and then we could pay that off over a 10-year period through our special tax district. So that, I mean, it's still a large tax bill every year.
Even with that, you still have maintenance.
You have a lot of maintenance.
That's what I do. I know what you are.
Well, like, hire you.
Let's just keep our dirt.
Can you just do the road?
It's,
what's that?
Right. So there's a lot, and so not only the taxation every year, but you got to seal it once in a while.
Okay, so it's obviously
like,
not an option.
In a nutshell, we need to raise our dues $200 to stay solvent.
Yes.
And it sounds like people are also interested in maybe bidding out the road work to see if we can have any wiggle room there,
but you won't get
reimbursed. Probably not a lot.
Yeah, you're not.
No, I just suggested that as a way to make it.
No, I mean, I like the idea, but they're saying it's too probably.
Yes, I agree.
It would carry over.
You know, just another option out of this, if we don't want to commit to upping the dues and have that commitment of, okay, every year it's going to be $1,000, what if we just tried it as a special, what would we just do, the fire mitigation special
assessment
fee, and this year we just maybe put that to a vote that, I mean, that's the numbers, that if we don't do anything,
wow,
next year we're going to be about $3,000.
So just wing it and see
what
it looks
and
like.
And so we do
year.
A special assessment fee again
to kind of
$200, and then next year's HOA meeting, I can give you the numbers again. That way we're not committed.
Personally, I'd rather just be able to budget for it and
right.
Say, and if at the end of the year we have a $3,000 excess, then we have, you know, we can collect interest on that for the next year, and it's just a matter of time before we're going to have to spend
$10,000
on road base.
Right, you know? Exactly. That's what I was going to bring up, is that we have some pit run that's showing on some parts of the road, on two parts of the road. So pit run is you first make the road, then you put the big rocks in there, and then you start putting the smaller aggregate and then the road base on top of that. So we're kind of down. We've been getting down to that.
Well, and Clint's already said we need to pave that hill.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard for them to use the maintainer on it to
are you talking about the hill coming up from
the curve.
So there's a lot of technical things that are happening with the road right now from a Clint point of view on giving us suggestions. So that's what Richie got some quotes from. I think he got two quotes this summer. So that's where we were at.
So then can I make a motion that we raise our dues?
Let's make a motion that we put up the raising the dues for a vote within the HOA.
Okay.
And raising the rate, and then so I'll send out an email if the motion passes to raise the dues by $200 per year to a total of $1,000. What would you like to? Would you like to make that motion?
Sure, but I don't know how to do the wording. So.
Okay.
I move that.
Okay. Okay. So I second that. Okay. All right.
So you'll send that out by email.
Then? I'll send that out by email. A vote, and then we'll let everybody know what comes back with that.
There is another solution. Kyle's already got a start on a little construction company. We just need him to buy a maintainer.
Don't suggest that. We can't afford it.
Justin's been looking at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can pick up some, you know, small ones.
Sure.
You know, not in great shape, but.
I really don't hate your ATV.
I don't think we should be in that place.
Okay, so
off an engine, you're looking at $25,000.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the best thing that we are going to have to. If we're lucky and we can have a little bit of money in the bank, and then we can just start applying that road base to where we need to go.
So,
and go from there.
I'd like to move on to the road report here. If it's okay,
I'm done.
Okay. All right. All right, so we've been talking about cost of the road, 7581, I think was the number, is that right? Something like that. And then, so they included to regrade and compact, and then to water it.
So it was 9697 with road grading repairs and dust guard.
And dust guard. So, all right, so that's said and done for 2017, but what we've done in the past 2 years is we've addressed a couple of rough spots that coming up the hill going clockwise, and we fixed some the chatter on the S-curve before. Now, we voted to allocate $500 maximum to fix that. In the 2 years previous. I don't know. I mean, if we need to do that this year, but what I'd like to do is get something maybe pre-approved by the HOA to be able to allocate those funds if we decide that we need to do that. And so this is the time to do that. So what I'd like to do is make a motion that we provision $500 to do incremental road repair this fall, this time, if necessary. So what I'll have, I mean, so when you go home, take a look at, I mean, I've got my car put up for the winter, but I mean, my Jeep, I mean, I don't really kind of notice it too much, but I don't know if you guys are noticing the road is, I don't think it's as bad as last year.
No,
but
that corner there below us was really bad last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lot more traffic on it, and this year, I'm not trying to say that you're wrong or anything, or Kyle's wrong about the road, you know, not being done right. It's just that we have a lot of, we've had a lot of traffic, and it's all falling apart. I mean, everything on it. So I don't know if we $500 would cover it, but that might. So what I'd like to do is make a motion that we put this up for a vote with a HOA to allocate $500 if necessary to road maintenance for the rest of 2017.
Second.
Okay. So I'll send out, that'll be the second thing I'll send out a vote for. And we have to have a quorum of 67% on moving anything forward. All right, so the next thing on the road report is we have Richie doing the work. And Richie, he told me today, he goes, if anybody wants to do the road, be the road captain, then he's by all means that he'll, but he doesn't, he'll do it if no one wants to take up that job.
Is it going to say road captain?
I don't know what you call it. He's the Captain Richie.
Road warden.
I'm not interested.
You would like to take over that role? Okay. Excellent.
Last time I took treasure, you got road captain. And
where's my hat?
I'm going to get you one. And I will refer to you as the captain.
Okay.
Okay, Sarge.
Okay, so I'll let Richie know that
bean counter.
You'd like to take that over.
It used to be somebody.
And then I'll get you guys hooked up for maybe just a handoff on some of the details.
Okay, there. Yeah. Okay. I don't have Richie's number, so I'll get you guys. Tell me what he does.
Yeah, I'll get you guys hooked up.
Together.
Okay.
I think for that, the president needs to buy lunch or something.
Lunch? Oh, I'd love to do that. next item is old business. The door registration is completed. The Colorado State Secretary of State annual filing is completed. And just a reminder that we have a website with all documentation, everything that financials and just our homeowners have access to that. New business. We had a presentation from Oren today, and that helps us out with being recertified with the FireWise community involvement. And so we're just one of a few here in the Western Slope. So we're it's building in popularity to help the state as a whole to lower its risk. Now, there's a lot of wildlands and stuff like that, but they need to be burned, but we don't need to be burned. So we're looking at this whole mitigation thing and getting funding moving forward. So it helps us out if those funds are available. So, I'll be following up with everyone on when he's going to be burning. And I put it in my calendar to call him in April to see how we can help out with writing the grant. I can write grants.
I wonder if you said we'd have a work day. I wonder if in the future that work day could be, as a community, we rent a chipper and everyone drags their piles, or we bring it onto everyone's property, and that's the way we can help. You know, everyone can do their own work on their own property, but then go in together just to get the chipper out there.
Yeah, if you can get the brushware chipper's accessible, then
We can.
Yeah. That could be kind of a...
I checked last year, it was $180 from Action Shop for a chipper for a day.
How big? How big was it?
One of those trailer models, like the...
Okay.
Up to 4-inch.
Oh, 4-inch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the chipper a thing that sprays the...
Makes the mulch.
Yeah, just mulches.
We did that before. We did that.
We
did that in 2009. No.
It was just really funny.
There weren't very many of us doing
that. With the fire.
Yeah, that was just.
You just pointed in the direction.
6 months after my surgery, and I was like laying in the road. Remember that? I was just like, I had to lay down.
Chips to less than 2 inches, then that it helps retard the chew grass and stuff.
And so you
and
make
it less of a fire danger.
It's a nice day.
So it only 2 inches.
You might have to do a raking.
Yeah.
But I think
that's
still,
what
we
need to
do.
Well, people pay a lot of money for cedar mulch, so
it's
a benefit.
Are you saying we should stand on the corner and say free mulch?
When I built my place, I mulched. I had piles and piles of mulch.
And they came and got it.
I shredded so much, and I put an email out, and people were just like, all of a sudden, in the days, there were trucks like loading it up and hauling it.
See, that's what I imagined with the wood.
Yeah, went fast.
Cedar doesn't sell for firewood.
Is that what we have? That's what all that is, the cedar?
It's a dirty burn.
Dirty.
You guys don't burn it, do you?
Yeah. No, we took a few pieces of stuff. We
oh, yeah, yeah. You guys, I mean, if you guys want firewood, go take it.
I don't.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I don't,
yeah.
Do you have a wood fireplace?
I have plenty to cut my own.
Boiler.
I mean, yeah.
I'm going to put one in my teepee.
They have a power generator. Powers.
So I can have a teepee, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
It's actually in the covenants. Is it a yurt?
I think,
as well?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
getting one.
What?
You need a yurt?
Yeah.
Oh, Andrew wants a riding shed.
What's that?
What is that?
A riding shed? It's a shed where you can go ride.
Oh.
Oh, that's what this office is above the thing.
Building to ride in?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because he doesn't have enough buildings to ride in.
Okay, so... Talking, so there's also, may I borrow that? I just stole it. And a community day propose. Okay. We probably need to have someone to organize that.
What time frame is that community day?
That is such a good idea.
Are you looking before the end of the year for this community?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in the spring?
It's tomorrow.
I just need a little notice.
So that would be something that we could definitely look at.
I want to be part of it.
And get together and talk about.
Do you want to organize it?
Well, I want to be part of it. I just need I need like a month or two in advance.
Well, if you're the organizer,
I'll organize it.
Huh?
So I'll send out an email. I'll ask if anybody wants to organize,
and
it might take an effort of a few people.
You want to do it, Cindy?
And then we should have a neighborhood barbecue or something afterwards so that we can
absolutely
meet.
A block party.
Yeah, I'm not going to work.
A block party, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to
roast that.
Right?
Yep. That would be the idea.
Yeah.
So we'll roll some barbecue grills out on the street.
Yeah.
Use the wood.
No, it is. You are.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so is there any other new business?
Do we have any criminal activity in our neighborhood lately?
We've got bears.
You know,
that bear has really put up a big effort. We got a bear can, and it is covered in claw marks.
I've seen it on my camera.
Sweet.
Brooklyn even scared it away one day. She was a hero. You would have been so impressed.
But she
he didn't come back for the week, so she went out guns a-blazing.
Good
he
for
was
her.
Gone like a week.
Who did?
My dog.
Oh, really?
Brooklyn. It's the only useful thing she's ever done.
Yeah, I've seen it on my cameras in the driveway, but
we've hardly got a bear safe.
He keeps flipping my boat over.
I heard something weird that there was some in that neighborhood.
Not in our, not in the neighborhood. What we've had lately that in our area is
the one above us.
Vehicle break-ins, and somebody's been targeting cars that are, and they're targeting hunters. So like the Elk Creeks, East Main and West, they've been going up there and breaking into cars, and literally breaking and entering, they've stolen several guns, pretty much anything of value, they've grabbed, and they're doing it during the daytime.
Yeah,
so
they hit 10 cars at Main Elk the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I brought that up because I was wondering if
I
heard people
this.
Have been talking about that. That's right by us.
Yeah, they're on a regular basis.
So it's
up a little bit, but.
Yeah, the other the residential stuff, I haven't heard of really the residential stuff taken off.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing that keep your doors locked.
Oh,
that's the best thing. Like right there, most of the houses that are entered, honestly.
That's why I've been pulling my car in the garage because I heard about that.
Yeah,
so
90 plus percent vehicles, and it's an opportunity that they check the doors, and if the doors are open, they go in. They'll ring bells. I'm always very suspicious of people that come up as sales. People, it's like, what are you doing up here? And What are you selling?
Well, my house will literally go off so loud that you would hear it. So please call the police.
And it's really good to know that, I mean, especially if you have cameras and stuff.
I have cameras everywhere. That's but I'm never home. I'm always out of the country, so I have to. I can watch it from anywhere on my phone.
So that's big. And if you guys find, if there's something suspicious, let me know. Like, the best thing is plates, and if you can get a picture of the people and the cars, and if you feel that inked up about it, like, take your phone and snap a picture of them. It may be weird, but it's like, just get a picture of them, and that's something we can work with. I can start doing
research. And I talked to Ray about that, because there were two guys. There were two, like, 30-something-year-old guys. I don't know if you... Did you talk to you about that?
Mm-hmm.
I saw them, like, 3 times in a week, a couple weeks ago, when I just happened to be home now for a stretch for a few weeks, and they were just kind of cruising on really slowly up the road. Like, they didn't look like anybody that lived in our neighborhood.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, I was sketched out, so I pointed my one camera out to the road. I have it on film.
Were
I have
driving
it played.
A black pickup?
It was a really dark pickup, yeah. I don't know if it was but it was dark color.
Can you give me the plates off of it?
My recording today on my camera for 2 weeks.
If you can pull it up and give me the plates, that's a huge help.
Yeah, I pushed the camera out facing to the street because I saw them out there oddly, like a few times, and they just kind of looked, they didn't look like anyone.
Was it a big brown truck? No.
Like the UPS guy? Kim? No, I got a new TV.
Yes, he's awesome.
I got a new TV delivered tonight. And he brought that, and he pulled in, and he knows he's on camera, because I always tell him, like, I always see you when you come to my house on my face. Because he walks in, he's like, yeah, he does all this stuff. He's like, did I scare you? I'm like, because my dog died, because I don't check. It doesn't bark anymore. So I'm like, no, but I film everything you do. So he takes the TV, and he puts it to me. Yeah. It's like, your TV's here. Like, I know.
Yeah, he's very strong.
He's a good guy. But no, I did say they're two very strange looking guys that don't look normal, and they've been on the road a few times.
Well, keep an eye out, and if you see patterns, I mean, just let me know. I mean, I don't mind being that central hub if you see something weird.
Yeah, so I just now my car's in the garage. You know how sometimes I used to leave it in the driveway? Now I just put the garage. I lock the garage and the car.
Sometimes cars outside are not bad, though. I mean, it's locked because it looks like people are around. If you move them around, it shows the people are there. But yeah, the best thing is just pictures, license plates.
Yeah, my cameras are triggered, so even if you walk into my driveway, they're censored. Everything lights up immediately.
That's awesome.
I know if I'm in my bedroom and someone's walking in my driveway, my phone starts going off.
Yeah.
So.
It
sounds really like Mike's paranoid.
But
I live alone. Now, I've seen you do really weird things on the stage.
Well, I've confronted 20 people in our neighborhood that I didn't know what they were up to, and I walk up and just identify myself. And
these guys were just driving really slow, and they went from her house to my house to his house, and then they made a loop, and they came back around again.
Yeah.
And then I kind of was, and Rye was like, hey, you guys, he was there. He was like, what's up? Do you need some help? And they didn't talk. They just kept going. They wouldn't even stop. So it was kind of sketchy to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. And then I heard there were break-ins in cars.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing that.
About 2 weeks ago?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me the plates if you don't mind, please.
Okay.
I'll look into it.
All right.
Any of that stuff I pass on. I mean, we basically send out emails all the time about what's happening where, and so.
Because we have a neighborhood watch, it says, right?
I'm pretty sure that's Tony.
Because that sign just pop up out of nowhere, did one pop up at the end of the street?
No, you're just seeing it because the fire lights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can we have a neighborhood watch now?
Thad put all that together, I think. Thad and Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
Good. No, I just thought I live alone, so I,
So is there any other new business?
No, but I'm just gonna fill out that paperwork and see if I can't push a couple horses. I don't know how you all feel about it.
I think you'll be...
I'll probably get shut down.
By the county. Because it's not a 5-acre piece of land. So...
1 acre. Well, I don't know. The amount I'm paying per year to keep 4 horses down at the Williams Ranch is getting really...
Okay. So we have officers, election of officers in ACC, and this is the last item. So myself, I've been the president, Amy's vice president, and Justin's the secretary treasurer, which is a paid position. And
how much is it anyway?
Well, we
you can have it.
I've been done it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like I did my job. Time.
Yeah. So I think I've done it. It's a big job. I mean, I appreciate your effort on that.
Hopefully, it's a good job for you guys.
You're doing a great
but
job.
But is it
even so would it?
It's just not an income of dues.
I'm sorry.
It's a non-income of dues.
Yeah.
Okay. So, would anybody like to take over and be the president? No.
I'm so sorry.
You're doing a heck of a job.
Okay.
I would help. I want to help. I travel like 3 weeks out of every month, and I just really have no.
I was going to volunteer, but you made me road captain.
That's a better title.
Yeah. I'm going to get you a little hat and shirt that says Road Captain on it, okay?
Oh, yeah.
It's your Christmas present.
I like it.
I will, too.
Vice President.
Where's all the other people in our neighborhood? Is there some usually like the only amount of people that come?
Well, there are two people that are out of town. Barb couldn't make it. The Lutkeys have hockey. And Thad and Denise, they're really lot 15, really. Outcasts. They're not the original 14.
Like a TV series.
No, sorry. So I'm not sure what's going on there. I think Shauna's pretty shy.
It was just really exciting because it's my first trip.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be like.
Usually, so this is kind of a low-key. We didn't really have any big things to vote on or anything like that, so.
Only
more people show up when there's food. Maybe we need to order pizza.
There you go.
Beers.
Beer.
Oh, we can't have alcohol here.
Well, we can do it at your house.
Oh.
Is Amy still willing to do?
Is she still willing to do that? Would you like to do?
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
No. Maybe.
Would you like to?
No, thank you.
No?
No. And Kyle said do not nominate him for anything. So I say
when
the officers,
you go home,
if they're all willing.
Just tell him, sorry, but if I tried, but you got nominated for
it. It's by default.
Okay.
I'll text him congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Let's do it.
Let's all do it. We should all do it in one. He's the next president.
There's the ACC, and that is the architectural committee. And we got myself, Landon, Andrew, and Kyle.
It's got to be exactly the same.
It's got to stay the same.
We're listening.
So, would anybody like to be on the ACC? And basically, the only thing that's been through is Dean is.
Did you just do it?
We should have all done it. It would have been better.
The only thing that's gone through this year is Dean is doing his work and is submitted to the ACC to do. Oh, and you guys, you moved your garden. How'd that turn out?
Oh, we haven't done.
Oh, okay.
We have to get him.
It's not. Oh, yeah. Yeah, same here. We're like this. Yeah, we're gonna do the same thing.
There you go, your wife for a while. Now we're like
lucky to like clean the floors every month.
Oh man,
I know. But don't worry, there'll still be no roosters.
No roosters. So Dean's has been the only one that's been submitted for any kind of action. So.
You can leave Kyle on that.
Okay. All right, so I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn. And have a second on that?
Second.
All right, I'll transcribe this recording and send it out to everybody. And then I'll send out the meeting minutes. And then I'll also post them on the website. So...